This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Democrat majority U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on a resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence and members of President Donald Trump's cabinet to use their constitutional authority to remove President Trump from office. The measure, which is expected to pass, sets a 24-hour deadline for Pence to respond. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a statement Monday that the president represents an imminent threat to our Constitution, our country, and the American people, and he must be removed from office immediately. Now, neither Pence nor any cabinet member has given public indication of supporting such action involving the 25th Amendment's provision allowing for the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to declare a president unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. Trump and Pence met late Monday at the White House for the first time since pro-Trump rioters attacked the U.S. Capitol last week. And what now about the insurrectionists, the alleged traitors who were apparently trying to violently overthrow the government of the people, by the people, and for the people? That Florida man spotted carrying a lectern belonging to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office in a widely circulated photo during the Capitol assault was released Monday on $25,000 bail. 36-year-old Adam Johnson was arrested Friday night on charges of government property theft, violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, and entering a restricted building with lawful authority, without lawful authority, according to the arrest warrant. This is VOA News. Indonesian authorities have retrieved one of the black boxes from the jet airliner that crashed into the Java Sea over the weekend, according to a Navy spokesman today. Transport Minister Budi Karya Sumadi and other officials were due to hold a press conference later on Tuesday. The Boeing 737-500 plane with 62 people on board plunged into the Java Sea on Saturday, 4 minutes after taking off from Jakarta's main airport. Earlier on Tuesday, more human remains were found at the crash site, as well as personal effects such as wallets containing identification cards. Well, President Trump travels to Alamo, Texas today along the Mexico border to trumpet his wall and his immigration policy. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the trip comes as the president remains steadfast against calls to resign or be impeached.
Named after the San Antonio mission, where a small group of Texan independence fighters fended off Mexican forces during a siege. Most of them died, but the mission became a symbol of resistance for Texans, who eventually defeated the Mexican army. Trump's visit, no doubt a symbol of the president's defiance, comes as he spends the final days of his presidency isolated, aggrieved, and staring down the prospect of a second impeachment after his supporters stormed the Capitol in an effort to halt the peaceful transition of power. I'm Julie Walker.
The Washington Post, among other outlets this morning, reports that last Wednesday, while the Capitol building was under siege, President Trump spent his time watching it on TV. Ugandans prepare to vote in Thursday's presidential election, the run-up to which has been marred by violence, as security forces tried to stop the opposition presidential candidate from campaigning, citing concerns that his political rallies could spread COVID-19. In the meantime, pop star turned challenger of longtime President Yoweri Museveni, Bobby Wine, suggested that authorities were using the pandemic as a pretext to unfairly target his rallies while allowing the incumbent to continue campaigning. Opposition figures in Uganda are criticizing widespread violence by security forces ahead of Thursday's presidential election, while Wine said that soldiers raided his home this morning and arrested his security guards. And a new statue in the Lebanese capital of the Iranian commander, Qasem Soleimani, is dividing the nation. Erected on the anniversary of his killing by the U.S., it sits at the entrance to Beirut's mainly Shiite southern suburbs. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. And this is VOA News.